They light inside the house, but they eat outside in the chotzer. If when they come back inside, the nair has burnt out, so they weren't benefiting from the nair during the meal, they're not benefiting from the nair post the meal, so you're not getting the Arnig Shabbos element, they're not getting the Sholem Bayis element, so it's a Baruch Lo Batola. Okay. Mishavurus Lama Tetzvachlin. So this whole option we're talking about over here is really not lechatchila. It's out that you're taking away the only element of having the nair making the food visible and enjoying your food. But if the person would find it very uncomfortable in the home and more comfortable outside, he's mitzar har baby basoy, so then he's allowed to. So he's eating b'chotzer, and now he comes back inside and the nair is no longer lit, so he's got no benefit. So if he ate inside by the nairis, so he got the benefit from the neiris to enhance his meal. Even though the neiris did not continue until the nighttime, you did not address the Sholem Bayis elements. It's still dark, you're still awake, you're walking around the house and it's pitch black. But it's not Baruch Lo Batola, because there was some benefit out of the neiris. See, when you're eating by daytime, and so you're not really getting the benefit from the light because they started the meal early. But the fact they're eating by the neiris and there is some benefit that the neiris are giving to the meal, it's not a brachah l'batala, even though when it comes nighttime, when it's dark, the neiris are no longer lit. So it comes out, the benefit of the nighttime you don't have. The benefit of the meal, it's really, it was daytime. It's not a brachah l'batala. It's not considered a brachah l'batala under those circumstances. But if it did not last till the night, time, brachah l'batala. Shekim shani yochel lasa shum tashash etzon kashachoy zerach hakak lebeisa b'layla. The light's not benefiting you when you come back into the house because the light is out already. Shal yikashal be'etzim be'ev, and it didn't protect you from tripping. So that's why mishum shalom bayis. It's not giving you the benefit of shalom bayis. And the benefit of oynik Shabbos, of the oynik of the meal, you ate outside, not where the neighbors were. Yimei bayis kashelik hayik sas choshech. If the lashon of leki yisura means, I mean, you have a chiyuv to make sure that it lasts. But regard to the bracha l'batala issue, if in some way you did benefit from the neiris for the meal purpose, even though they're not lit when you came back inside, so you're not getting the benefit of the shalom bayis elements. But it's not a bracha l'batala under those circumstances. Okay.
I go back a minute to Yom. It says, Tzvif Chal Chal Dav could become there. Does that mean where it's physically located or you can just see it?
Well, the point was that it should be giving light.
Right, so
it has to be close enough that he's getting light out of it.
But it could be in an adjoining room.
Right, as long as it's casting.
You must go where you see. It's
not so much seeing as much as it's giving light where you are. The area where you are.
Yeah, right, but we are talking about the fact that today that's sort of irrelevant since we have electric lights.
I understand. I'm saying what he's talking about was the house would totally dark if you did not have neiris.
Right.
So where you're eating, even if it's not right exactly next to the nair, but you're benefiting from the light.
Right.
Nowadays, it's a little more complicated because you're making the bracha on the benefit that the neiris add to the ambience of the suda. So you eat in a different room, you don't have that benefit. we suggest that you would light the Kohen Moshe holds you can make a bracha on an electric light. So when you light your electric lights together with your nears, the bracha is going on the electric lights throughout the house. Really, you should light them together.
You can argue that today, you know, we rely mostly on electric lights. So just the fact that we're lighting the Shabbos there, that's already an indication that it's Shabbos. It's something special. And so it's worthy of a bracha.
I understand, but Chazal's takana was for either the Arnig element or the Shalom Bayis element. You're right, not so really benefiting either one of these things from that.
That's the Arnig, that you're doing something to be Mechavit Shabbos that's coming in.
Well, that's the suggestion is because that Arnig is not so much covered. I mean, Arnig is that you know that there's some way that you're enhancing the meal.
Are you getting pressure that you're doing this for the covered
Shabbos? Mitzvah Lav Lahanas that no. Okay. Sefiot.
Wait, so you're saying Arnig is not a...
Arnig means pleasure, more than, you know, a coven.
And pleasure is not hana'ah? I don't see that.
No, but pleasure means over here is some type of a physical... Yeah.
All right.
Physical... Okay, Sif Yud. So this we mentioned, we referenced this before, that this idea that at what moment does the person consider to be Mekabel Shabbos when they like the neighbors? So normally, and that issue came up in the context of when is the appropriate time to say the bracha. Do you say the bracha before you light, which would be the normal way we make any one of our mitzvahs? We make a bracha as a mitzvah, we say the bracha, and then we do the mitzvah. Or over here, would the bracha be considered as if you're in the Kabbal Shabbos, and thereby the bracha would then, by saying you're lighting the nerus of Shabbos, you're saying it's Shabbos, you can't light the nerus anymore. So you have to make the bracha afterwards. So are you Mekabel Shabbos with saying the bracha? That's really the question. The Balachos Gedolos Kimeshet Hidlik Neir Shal Shabbos Kala Lov Shabbos and Esther B'Malacha. As soon as you light the Neiris, that's Kabbalah Shabbos. So for a woman, her Kabbalah Shabbos is lighting the Neiris. So now you have a problem. What do you do with the match? So you finish lighting all the Neiris, you've Mekabel Shabbos. So you're not Mekabel Shabbos until you finish lighting all of your Neiris. Because that's obviously you meant to light the 2, 4, 7, 20 neighbors that you have there. So you're not Mekabel Shabbos until that last one. But now you have the item that you're using for the halakha, you know, the piece of wood or whatever it was, the candle, the match that you're using for lighting is in your hand. And it's lit. What do you do with it? Well, pizeh noigas ksas nashim. Therefore, because of this issue, some women, shachar sheberchu, after they finished, they made a bracha and they lit all the neiros. Mashiach l'aretz apsila shabiyadon shedliku ba vein mechabes esav. So they don't put it out. So they put it down and they let it go up by itself. I don't think that means they mamash throw it down because that might be considered putting it out in itself. It means they put it down and then it goes up by itself. Okay. V'yesharim. Shem Mas Nakadam Shamadliko. Shana Makabella Shabbos at Shirmer Hakazan Borhu. It's Moyol. Vyeshamram Shana Moyola. We have two opinions over here whether a woman can make a Tanai that she's not being Makabal Shabbos with the Hadlock. Once we have that the Bahag said that the Hadlock is considered a Kabbalah, can a woman make a Tanai and say that she's not being Makabal? There's two opinions. Okay. V'yesh cholkim abal halachas gedolos. Some do not accept the premise to start with. Remember, Shein Kabbalah Shabbos told about halachas in there, Elo b'tfilas arvis. So there never was a connection between halachas neiros and Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos is like everybody else. Women will be the same as men. That the Kabbalah is when the tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos. When the chazan says Baruchu, not only is do the people who respond there in the shul, are they starting a marav? By starting a marav, you're saying you're davening the marav of Shabbos. You're saying it is Shabbos. But even the people which are not there are nigra, and the Kabbalah Shabbos is caused everybody together. Shkim shomer chazan baruch hu kol person mi malachon. L'didan kim and shiskila m'sushalim haShabbos having kibaruch hu l'didu. And we pointed out before that we who have added the Kabbalah Shabbos, the Kapitel of Kabbalah Shabbos, when you say Mr. Shalim Shabbos, that's the Kabbalah. Okay, so we have, according to the Baha'i, the Kabbalah is with the Halakha. Now we have an issue, does Tanai work? And some say that the Baha'i is not right to start with. The Kabbalah has nothing to do with the Halakha at all. The Halakha is totally in the Tzibur's Kabbalah Shabbos through saying, starting the Tefillah, which starts the Kabbalah, whether it's Maariv or Mr. Shalim or Shabbos, Mishavur said by that, the Lucha Doidi, whatever that minhag is. So what do we do? So the Shulchan Aruch is not very clear what now.
Baha'i said when a woman lights the candles, she's Mekabelis.
Right. So in general, the presentation of the Shulchan Aruch, when he says two opinions, when the Shulchan Aruch says two opinions, and he says the first one he presents as, I'll go back a step. The Gemara in general says that we follow Lishna Basa. When we have two opinions presented, the second opinion is the primary opinion in Halacha. Mm. However, it depends on that they're an equal presentation. So I present, some say this, some say that. So the Halacha is like the second opinion. And they say, this is the Halacha. And some say not like that. And some say whatever. So then we don't pass on like the second, because he's presenting the first version, the first opinion as Stam. The second opinion, by attributing it to some individuals, is indicating that the Iker is like the first opinion. But over here, so he starts up, the Bahag says X, and some say, no, the Torah says in the Rosh, there's not a Kabbalah through the Hadlaka. So Pasha the Shulchan Aruch is presenting it, saying the Bahag says this, and some say that. So we're passing like the some who say that. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the Kabbalah woman is not Makabal through Hadlaka. Okay, but Zat Ramah, Bahaminig, but however the Minig, according to the Ramah, for Ashkenazim, Mishoisa Isha Hamadlekis Mekabela Shabbos Behadlaka. So, A, that a woman is Mekabel like the Bahag says. However, that which we have an opinion in the Bahag, that Tanai does not work, that's not true. Imloisha Tasta Betila, unless she makes a condition, and she says, I'm not being Mekabel Shabbos with my Hadlaka's neighbors, then the Tanai will work. I feel tonight, believe Sagi, even if she does not verbally express it, as long as she thinks it, it'll work. Al-Shar b'nei Habayis b'term b'malach ad baruch, and this Kabbalah of the woman does not cause the rest of the members of the household to follow her Kabbalah. Fine. Vigra al-Loka, is at the Ramah, further point. Remember, they lit candles throughout the house. So when is the Halakha, which is the Kabbalah? The Kabbalah is going to be totally on the main, the primary halakha, which is where you're eating.
So when do they make the bracha?
Well, he brought two opinions before when they make the bracha.
Not only before or after, I mean relative to the halakha on the shulchan, because you have to do the other likes before you do the one on the shulchan.
Well, if you
can do it after.
Well, say if you follow the opinion that you make the bracha after the halakha, so you go to all the rooms and light them, then you come to the dining room and light it, and then make the bracha.
Okay,
right, so that's the easy one. If you make the bracha beforehand, the pashas is you would actually light the other ones first before the bracha, and then just make the bracha on the ones in the dining room.
Right. I'm sorry. Naive question, if I've got it right. So it is okay for her to stipulate?
Correct. So Mishra will point out we only rely on this, since there's an opinion that it doesn't work, we only rely on it when it's necessary.
So if she stipulates, she doesn't know when Kabbalah Shabbos is said. If it's 18 minutes after she lights, or
yeah. Well, we mentioned the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that there's a halacha that you should not distance the halacha from Shabbos. There shouldn't be a long gap between the time that you light and when Shabbos starts. So, if you're mekabel Shabbos right away, it's not a problem because there's no distance. Halacha and Shabbos start immediately for you. If the person makes a condition, so there's going to be a gap between them. So you have a cape. Woman lights early. She wants to go to shul for Yom Kippur night. Mm-hmm. So she lights at home. They get in the car and they drive to shul. And she comes in. She puts her coat. And 40 minutes later, she's like, "I said, no, not a good idea. There can't be a gap. It should not be more than a 15-minute gap between the hadlaka and the kabbalah. So she should verbally be makabel in those circumstances." We touched on this before. The law is you have to light in the place where you're planning to use them. You should not light them somewhere else and then bring them lit to that place. You have to light in that place. That's the discussion of the Gemara regarding Tabi Chanukah. That's what we mentioned before, that the common reality was that the husband would light the first Shabbos after the woman gives birth because the woman was in bed. So I think the Magen Rambam says, well, because you can't bring the menorah to her, have her light, and then bring it to the table. You have to light the Malkan Lachan, since she was in bed, so the husband would light. Okay, Sotim Mishabura Membeis. So we brought two opinions whether you're Makabal Shabbos automatically with the Hadlaka. And the minig is that woman is Makabal unless she makes it tonight. The minig, Sotim Mishabura and Membeis, would even be Ho'ish Madlik. By a man, there's no standardized minhag in this regard that automatically is being makabel, and therefore a man is allowed to do malacha afterwards, but it would be appropriate for a man also to make it tonight, just not to get involved in this. We're not saying that according to Baha'i that's not true, we're just saying the minhag is not accepted. That fact. But there is an opinion that it is true for a man as well. So it would be much better to make it tonight.
So is he assuming here there's no woman in the house?
In a case where man is lighting?
Yeah.
No.
So then when is the woman? Makabel.
In that situation?
Yeah.
She should be nigger after the tzibur. Right, or she'll make a verbal Kabbalah whenever she has no. She'd be like the Menebayas. She possibly will be nigger after her husband. The husband will come. It's also a possibility. Kabbalah Shabbos. He's probably Menchot Kilo. So since the minig is that woman is Makabel Shabbos with Hadlaka, a woman should dab a Menchot beforehand. The hell we call it Kilo Shabbos, because once you're saying that a Hadlaka is considered a Kabbalah. Should be after the spell tefillah shalchol, so you can't daven the weekday Shmoneh Esrei if you make this makabel Shabbos. Mishain Shos says that you don't have enough time to daven mincha beforehand. It's getting late to Shabbos. Daven mincha beforehand, she won't light before Shabbos. So then she should light, and she makes it. And then now, so what are her options? She has an option of lighting, making tonight, and then make afterwards. She has an option of davening marav twice. She said light, and makabel Shabbos, like the meikir minig, and davening marav twice. Okay.
So in our minyanim, most shuls now I think daven mincha erev Shabbos around the time of Lich mentioned. So when are makabel Shabbos appropriately? And when is the time for Tosefta Shabbos? I don't see how this all works out.
So it's a problem. It is a problem. Really, you want to try and finish mincha about 5 minutes before shkia, right, to allow a person to be makabel at the Tosefta Shabbos, and bona fide the Tosefta Shabbos beforehand. If the person is not the chazan, so as he finishes mincha, really can be makabel Shabbos. There is a shita which, the Mishnah Berurah is presenting as the reposhet. That you cannot have mincha afterwards. That's not so posh. It's machlokes. There's an opinion you can't just have a Shabbos by just not doing any malacha, even though you're not verbally being makabel. Uh-huh. Just by the act of being shaybeis, you're mekayem to have a Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So you're not davening. You know, while you're davening, you're not doing anything. So there are a few ways of approaching it. Mm-hmm. One suggestion is that a person should make it tonight. Here we go with tonight again. If Kabbalah Shabbos is not a steer to Mincha, I'll be Makabal Shabbos before Mincha, then I'll daven Mincha. And then I'll be Makabal to Sefer Shabbos that way. If Kabbalah Shabbos is a steer to Mincha, I do not want to be Makabal Shabbos right now. And I want to be Makabal Shabbos that it should take effect immediately after I finish Mincha. So this way, assuming that you're davening.
And then if you finish in time, it works.
If you finish in time, you would cover yourself with one Hashem. If you hold it to Ben Otam, Tosefta Shabbos starts after Shkia, so you're...
Right, going on.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Tav Yosef, now, Shane Shaw says, Tav Yosef, the Shispal Arbor Stein, it's better than Mamar twice, with the Kilimam Sibet as well. I think there's Chashal, but Savak Sil Chabar, Shabbos, finally, Abbas Sibet, Mishnah, Sabbat Beis, so cutting it out. If the husband sees that that's the wife, that that's the situation, the husband should light, if necessary. So
what was saying? If she had no time to daven mincha, she should daven maariv twice.
If by she should daven mincha before she lights the neres.
Right.
If she can daven mincha and then light the neres, it's going to be ready by shkia. So now you have a sabach chilul Shabbos.
Right.
So you should light neres now. Once you light neres, you can't daven mincha, so you'll daven maariv twice.
Even though women generally don't daven maariv.
Correct. So she'll daven maariv tonight, and she'll daven the second one. She'll daven maariv.
So the one is not just like the two, since she generally doesn't daven maariv.
I'm sorry?
She generally doesn't daven maariv.
So she has a choice to daven maariv whenever she wants.
Right.
So she'll daven maariv. Then once she daven maariv, she can daven a second one. You can't daven a teshlum without the primary one. So she'll daven maariv twice. I mean, that's a general issue. A woman forgets mincha. Women daven shachar mincha. They don't daven maariv. If they forgot mincha, they're not even the men. They can daven maariv twice. So either they don't normally daven maariv, but this tonight they'll daven maariv. They'll daven a second one for teshlumen. Shatasa b'tchila vein lahasas kiyam letzarech. However, but this idea of you're using it tonight, you should only use it if you need to, because miachos sheish kol kamsir lemahani tonight. Some say that tonight doesn't work. We don't want to use it. Now we don't want to use it if we don't have to. Okay, the good luck is tuli the neiros that you light on the shulchan. You make the bracha on the neiros and the table. The primary mitzvah is there should be neiros where you eat. As long as it's one neir there, that's enough to make a bracha. So we're getting back to this issue of multiple women. Not all of them have their own place to light, their own table to light. She can light, make the bracha on the neiros in the chandelier, which gives light to the house. So any place where you're doing it because it's a place you're going to need to be able to use on Shabbos in a safe way, you're adding shalom bayis, and you make a bracha on that. So nowadays it doesn't work.
Right, you're getting benefit from the light.
You're getting benefit from the neiros that you're lighting, whether you have electric light already. Right, so this eitzah, you know, worked for them because, okay, so she's lighting in a different room. So she'll light in the dining room, she'll light in the kitchen, she'll light in the front hallway, she'll light, you know, everybody will light in a different place, each will make their own bracha. But that's not an option nowadays.
So do we know how the Chafetz Chaim himself was nohag? In his day they had gas light and then electricity. So on Shabbos did he use only candles?
I have no idea. What the reality in Radin was. I have a strange feeling that the reality in Radin was pretty primitive. Yeah. From the descriptions of people who describe visiting there.
I was there less than 20 years ago, and I saw people slipping water from the well in the middle of town back to their house. So that was not done.
So that was 20 years ago. So you figure that the Chabad Chaim was nifter 80 years ago. I can't imagine it was...
We're talking about making bracha and neiros and a chandelier.
They had chandeliers. They had, but they were lit with neighbors, with candles.
Not candle chandeliers, not yeah. Electric.
Not electric, no. But now the other neighbors are bias. My neighbors are bias. Hainu ba'al ba'ayas, shiachal hadak al shulchan ul barchalov. So you don't make a bracha on the neiros somewhere else in the house. I just thought you could. Teres is the balabayas, so has the option of lighting the neiros, making the bracha on the neiros on the dining room. Cannot make a bracha anywhere else. But avla reyach im yesh acheder yuchad atzma. But the guest who has his own room, even though feel in a ochel shom, meldik shom neir mevorach love can nabasibop. But a guest who has his own room where he sleeps, So he has a chiyuv to have light there in the room, he shouldn't be pitch black, he shouldn't hurt himself. He's not eating there. So he's not making a bracha where he eats, he's eating in the dining room. He makes a bracha in his room, on the nair in his room. Okay, now he said that you have to put the nairs down first and then light, as opposed to the opposite. But Sarachan, I feel in Yas, the Mefer, Shayna Makabal, Shabbos, Achiyu, Nairs, Al Makabal. So the problem over here isn't because when you light the Nair, Shayna Makabal, Shabbos, now you're moving Muksa. The problem is because there's a din in the Halakha. So even if you make it tonight, you're not moving Makabal until later on. The problem is the Halakha was not done properly. But you can't be Malik the Nairs in one place and then place the menorah somewhere else. You can't light somewhere else and then move it to where you use it. We hold that the mitzvah is the moment of the hadlaka. So it has to be in place of the moment of the hadlaka. If you lit in a place which is not needed, so moving it from a place of non-chiyuv to a place of chiyuv doesn't help you. You lit it in a place. There's not the moment of luck is when the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah because there's not a place of chiyuv. Now, b'sarach l'chav is a lot of the hadlik, so you'd have to put it out and start over again. However, but according to this, avam hidlik b'bayis b'malkam shemishamshin b'ayim. If you lit it in the place where you do use it, so even the moment of halakha, you're getting a benefit from it. The fact that it wasn't stationary is not ma'akiv. You can move it somewhere else. That is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Yeah. However, the Bush says no. Even that you don't do. You have to halakha is a mitzvah means at the moment of halakha they have to be ready to go to do their mitzvah. It means they have to be in the right place where you want them to be. So if you need to, you can be make. Otherwise, we mark on this as well. So some people had this custom to light in the sukkah and then move into the house. They were scared to leave it in the sukkah because open flame, flammable materials. So they would light in the sukkah, and they would take it inside. So that's his problem. But it is a makom halakha because there was a chiyuv to have an air in the sukkah. He says, but that we said that we're only making that makom atzarich. Over here, it's worse because the case wasn't that they lit it in the sukkah and they brought it in 3 hours later. Here's they lit the sukkah; they brought it in right away. So when you come to the sukkah, you're not being handed from the nair, so you've undermined the halakha in the sukkah. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm still getting lost. If you, what's in my mind is that we can't like read it by the candles that we lit. Is that
you can't read because you're afraid you're going to tilt the candle. But in general, we want you to be by the candles because we want you to enjoy the fact you have a nice lit, enjoyable meal.
Okay.
Chazal said that people only enjoy food when they can see it. So there's an Arnik Shabbos element of having the nearest. So Yudavka need to be near the nearest. Okay.
What was the last thing?
If a person would light the sukkah and bring it in before the meal, so what'd you accomplish? Good Aleph. Obviously, he spiled the alcohol dying. The tzibra has not been makabel Shabbos yet. An individual person was makabel Shabbos by davening. Once you daven Maariv, you're Mekabal Shabbos, whether you scream that you're Mekabal or not, it's irrelevant. Sok the Mishnah Brura. Memtas. We have a Yom HaHanami Plagam Minchal Mala, Kedel B'Samon Reis HaMekal, Sipay Yisba Gov. This only works after Plagam Minchal. Even if he makes a... what's the Lashon over here? If he says, not going to Mekabal Shabbos. Now, v'avta halakha yeshem d'hani t'nai k'leil b'sif yehud. By halakha, you said l'hag ner shal Shabbos, and you lit, and you know, you said not from Mekabal Shabbos. So that's by halakha. But tefillah shayni, kimish hizkibar kedusha Shabbos. But when you daven, you're saying Mekadesh HaShabbos, you're saying the tefillahs of Shabbos, it cannot be Shabbos. It cannot be not Shabbos. We're not going to allow that. Okay. Yud Beis. In Rebbe called Kibbol Leim HaShabbos, Amiyat Nimshach HaMachareyim HaKarchel. But once the majority of the Tzibur has been Mekabel Shabbos, Tzibur here meaning the community, so the Miyitz is automatically pulled with the Tzibur and their Mekabel Shabbos as well. Okay, so the Mishabur Im Rebbe Kohol, Im Rebbe Kohol Lo Hoya Bebe Sekneses, Ein Im Shachar Mekar Miyitz. If the majority did not do it as it wasn't that the community has makabel, it was some individuals were makabel. So even though they were in shul and that was only minyan, everybody else didn't come. So whatever reason they didn't come, but they're not nimshach. Okay, be irshayes people think see as harbe and achas nimshach as achas chaber. The one shul does not force the other. Even if one shul has the majority of the people, the most minyan bebeisa feel minyan kabua botzel etzel haroy. But the fact that you have a private minion in your home, that's not considered distinct enough that first makes a shul and a full bona fide shtibel, maybe. So you just have to get the other Friday night for a minion. So wherever the tzibur is makabel, well, not all the minyanim are told these ebezes. So our minion wasn't makabel yet. We'll be the late minion in town, in my basement, you know, in my playroom. So that doesn't work.
But this seems to say that different shuls are independent.
Correct.
Right. So if one shul has only a late minyan or only an early minyan, and I normally daven in that shul, am I not nimshach?
So that's there's a so it's a shulchan which he talks about it. He feels that a person who normally davens with a certain sibur, that becomes a sibur, and if his sibur is makabel, he's nimshach after his sibur. Okay. There's a fascinating tshuva from Moshe, which he says that this halacha, in other words, why is this binding on the tzibur? What's the logic behind this concept that the miyat is nigger after the rov? So it's based on the halachas of Minhagim and the Dorim. That since the tzibur is being noig a certain way, you cannot be noig otherwise. So it's rooted in the concept of being following the minhag malka. So Ramosha says that that's the idea, which is why you find that the same thing that a woman is nigger after the husband, because she follows her husband's minhagim. So the husband being, so Ramosha says, if a person of Kabbalah Shabbos really because he has this tremendous desire to have extra holiness of Shabbos, right? So that's an hug of mitzvah. So that's an hagamitz that gets a din of a minig. And now, if the tzibur does that, the miyut is mechuyev to keep the minig amakim. If the tzibur is makabel Shabbos early because of convenience, there's no mitzvah involved in it, so it's not going to be gerer the tzibur after it. So the Mershah's tshuva was a case of a person was coming up from the city to the mountains, to the bungalow colony. And he was driving, and he realized by the time he got driving into the colony, everybody, the minion in the colony had been makabel Shabbos already. It was summer, and they made early Shabbos. But Moshe said that, you know, all cynicism aside, right? You know, the reason why they did that wasn't because they have this tremendous desire for extra holiness of Shabbos. It's because it's much more convenient to start the meal 2 hours earlier than waiting until the. So Moshe said that. It wasn't done in the Shem Mitzvah. So Ramosha, in the language of his tshuva, presented as a suffix, but it seems to me that he held meeker than that was correct. That you're not, that the yachid is not, would not be nigger after the tzibur in that situation. And the same thing for a wife would not be nigger after her husband. And even we find the Bechlal, that Ramosha says could be a woman's Bechlal not nigger after the husband. That this whole idea, a woman follows Minhagim of her husband, and then kind of specific Minhagim, which he did right now, you don't find necessarily that she would be nigger in that type of a situation.
Which he did?
He did right now. But So Rav Moshe says it's appropriate that she should stop. She should, when her husband is being mekabel, but he's not convinced that it's binding. An interesting question which comes up is, let's say you have a community which there's only one frum shul in the town. So you have a community that has 20, 30,000 Jews, and there's a minyan of 20, 50 Sharmei Shabbos, and that's the Friday night minyan of town. Yeah. Right? And they make early Shabbos. So the Rav is not nidra after the miyut, is that only because the Rav keeps Shabbos, and they decide to keep Shabbos later. But if nobody else keeps Shabbos, so the only people who are keeping Shabbos in this town have decided that Shabbos. So they're going to be kaveya the Shabbos for the town. So I know Shira Chaim held like that, and tells us Sheba was in a little town called Wycliffe, which is a suburb outside of Cleveland. It was pretty much out by itself for many years. Eventually, the city moved out towards it. And there were Jews that lived there, and the Sheba Chaim would never let the yeshiva make early Shabbos. Because it says you don't want to cry, so been making all these people an extra 2 hours of doing averus. So that I don't want that. But by the yeshiva make early Shabbos, you're adding averus to all the Jews that live in the town. So he wouldn't let the yeshiva make early Shabbos. And if they would, he said he would always, he would get the kaveya. So in the summer in the camp they had made early Shabbos. So the Bachram who stayed for the summer had to make early Shabbos because they had to eat with the camp. That's where they ate. So he still made, he was mocked, but there should be a later minyan as well. Not to have that problem. Okay. Yud Gimel. Adam Shabbos the ear bearer of Shabbos. Kibbol Anshir Leim Shabbos. Person arrives, and when he arrives, he realizes that he's walked into a town who's been Makabo Shabbos already. Even though it's early, they were Makabal Shabbos early, but once the community was Makabal Shabbos, so if he has Muksa or something like that, he'd have to drop it. Okay, now, Mr. Nunbez Manicha Lipo, Pirish Shaharlok, Lurcheder Manicha Lipo Shomid Latsnioi, which calls him a similar name, some of us, if you're Bez, Anshah Mr. Bura, Biraloch. So we'll see more about that later on. That Chazal recognized the fact that you're asking a person to drop his money, etc., in a place where he's going to lose it, we're afraid that he's going to do worse. So we made certain leniencies that he's allowed to continue at least to a place which is safe and drop it, etc. We'll see the details about that.
So Moshe has to learn this halacha that it's talking about people being
Shem Mitzvah.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe once upon a time there was nice air look again. The Makabel Shabbos early, just because we're lazy bums doesn't mean that they were. I don't know. Okay. Let's just at least touch the next sif. Okay, what about if there's a Kabbalah Batos? In Biyama Ma'unan Toad Seber, it was a cloudy day. And so it's getting dark already, and the people understood that to mean it was already getting close to nighttime. And Chosh was Shechashech, and thought it was nighttime. He likun eres, he spiled the tefillah tzara b'shal Shabbos. Rachach nispasu, obim mezorcha chama, then the clouds dispersed, and the sun came out. So, enim sikhim lachshu, they spiled arbis, kishi spiled lo hoyed li plaga mincha lamala. If when they did daven, the first time was after plaga mincha, so b'diavad, their tefillah, even though they assumed it was later, but since it was after plague, the tefillah is a tefillah, and then the Kabbalah is a Kabbalah, and everything is done.
Can I ask a question? If they know it's before after plague, that sounds they had a clock. If they had a clock, how'd they make that mistake? Without a clock, you don't know whether it's before
or after plague. The sun is in the sky. You can estimate plague by the sun is in the sky, by the height of the sun. You see how many degrees it is.
Maybe.
Okay. It's also possible that retroactively they can know what time it is. They don't know what time Shki is, but they can work once they see the sun. They can figure out what time Shki is. They can work backwards and figure out what plug up plug a mincha. Now, im yachid u'shatov b'kach. This is a tzibur. But what about a yachid? Tzarechu lachshu lispalat tefillah zarbis. It was a tefillah b'toz. It was a kabbalah b'toz. he didn't really think it was, he thought it was nighttime, and really it wasn't. It wasn't really meant to be an early Kabbalah, etc. So he needs to, he didn't have a Marav in the time when he wanted really to have a Marav. So, okay, so it's a Tzibur, not Machiach, old Tzibur, to go back. But by Yochel, we are. Then you don't see his Malacha. What about doing Malacha? So they have to have Marav again. Okay, but meanwhile, what's their status? Ben Tzibur ben Yochel Mutardin, Kol Shabbos HaYisa Batos. So the first opinion says that that the Kabbalah was Matos, so they didn't really. Marav, we're not making a Tzibur go back and double Marav again. But Kabbalah wasn't, because the Kabbalah Matos. And says again, since the Yisrael of Kabbalah works along the lines of a Neder type of a Svara, a Neder which a person does under misunderstanding, not called a Neder. So the Kabbalah is not a valid Kabbalah. But Vayesharim, no. Shashim Shaliku Neder, it's a Surah Masiyas Malachim, Sharon Shayabai, it's Matorim. At least the people who did an act of Kabbalah through Kalokas Neris, so they can't, we're not going to allow them to go back and do Malacha. Everybody else is not going to be affected. We're going to deal with that Nair, even though it's Batos, etc. But the Nair, so even all the members of the household, which are Mutter Messias Malacha, but the Nair gets a din of Shabbos. So you can't shepherd with the Nair, as if it would be a Nair Shabbos. You can't add Shemin, etc. It's like a hotel with tosses at the sword.
Other members.